To my mom, Linda Oswald, your love is a light that has guided me my entire life. You are the root of all things good and kind and loving. You inspire me every day. To Garrett, Ashley, Hayden, Juliet, and Cam, you are my everything. My greatest gift in life was my soul being guided to you. You each shine so brightly. You illuminate my world. To you, the reader, you are more loved and guided than you can imagine. You are right where you are supposed to be right now. You are safe. You matter. You are made of light and you are magical. May this book help you see that. What you seek is seeking you. Rumi. Introduction. Before we talk about wonderful things like love and light and creativity, I'd like to share two stories with you. The first takes place in 1981. It's about a pediatrician and a premature baby. The tiny boy was born weighing only 3.2 pounds, and he was given only a 50-50 chance to survive. His condition was critical, and his first few hours on Earth were touch and go. But his pediatrician didn't care about the odds. The doctor made it his mission to see that the little boy pulled through. Even though he had other cases and other concerns, the doctor sat with the premature child around the clock, checking his vital signs and cheering him on through the enclosed incubator. Night turned to day, and the doctor was still there, willing the boy to live. And the boy did live. The second story takes place 30 years later. A man was driving his SUV along the Pacific Coast Highway in California when, out of nowhere, a huge semi-truck slammed into him from the side. His SUV was partially crushed and pinned beneath the truck. Then the SUV caught on fire. Luckily, a team of paramedics was nearby, driving back to their station after another call. They raced to the scene and found the SUV driver struggling to move as his legs caught fire. With almost no time to spare, the paramedics extinguished the flames and used the jaws of life to pull the driver to safety. Had they been a little farther away, the man might not have made it. But he did make it. Now, what if I told you these are not two unrelated stories, but actually the same story? You see, the driver of the SUV was Michael Shannon, the doctor who saved the premature baby's life 30 years earlier. And one of the paramedics who pulled Michael to safety was Chris Troche, the premature baby whose life Shannon had saved. The chance of such an amazing thing happening on a planet of more than 7 billion people seems impossible, so much so that many believe the story of Michael and Chris is made up. It's not. They are real people who did indeed save each other's lives 30 years apart. Their journeys through life are intertwined to a degree neither could have known or expected or even understood. Yes, their story is an extreme example of the ways in which we are all connected. But the underlying essence of their unique bond and how they were guided in their journeys is universal. That's because, as each of us sails forth on our individual adventures, we are not writing billions of separate stories. No, we are all part of the very same story. Sometimes it's hard for us to comprehend just how connected we are to one another. We cannot imagine how powerful our choices are in the context of our collective being. We ask ourselves, how can any one person possibly make a difference against all the anger and neglect and injustice in the world? We simply don't see how we could be a part of anything larger than our own sequestered individual lives. The reason I wrote this book and the reason it has found its way into your hands is to help you understand just how loved, watched over, and guided you are, and how much impact you can have on everyone around you. Each and every one of us has the power to absolutely transform.